Hello, my name is Amelia, and this is the Little Listener's Library. This time, we have a very fun book to read called Animal Explorers, Toby the Deep Sea Diver by Sharon Renter. So, are you ready? Let's go. Toby wasn't quite like the other tigers. While they swam, Toby dived right down under the water. "Tigers don't dive," said his mum. But Toby couldn't understand why. There was so much to see. There were things with fins, things with tentacles. There were even things with wings. But what Toby really wanted to know was what lived down in the deep, the pitch black bottom of the ocean, where no tiger had ever been. He read lots of books. He told his mum fascinating facts. But he still wanted to know more. At last, Mum gave Toby his very own scuba diving kit. Now he could do lots more exploring.
"Oh, wetsuits are really tight."
But now Toby could dive all over his local coral reef. It was packed with colourful creatures, and he took loads of pictures with his underwater camera. He'd seen seahorses, cuttlefish, stingrays, eels, and an octopus. But he still longed to go to the deep. Toby despaired. It was far too deep for a tiger to dive. Then he had an idea. He'd heard about a bison who could make anything out of the rubbish that people throw away. Toby needed a submersible, a mini submarine that could take him right down into the deep. If anyone could make one, it was bison. Toby helped him pick out some useful bits and pieces. Then they hammered and bashed and tinkered and scratched their heads until they'd done it. "That," said Bison, "is a magnificent submersible." Toby's mum was very impressed too. Toby promised her that he'd drive carefully and be back in time for tea. Now, all he had to do was launch the sub in the water, learn how to steer, and work out how to use the grabber arms. How hard could it be? Well, harder than it looked. He spent a lot of time upside down. But after lots of practice, he was ready to head to the deep. He'd gone really far when, whoosh, a whale swept him right back up to the surface. "Oh, never mind," said Toby. "I'm an explorer, and explorers never give up." He set off again and kept a good lookout for danger. He dodged around a dugong. He scooted past massive eels. He got tangled with a giant squid. But at long last, he reached the deep. It was pitch dark and a little bit scary, but wow, What amazing creatures! Toby gazed in astonishment. He was the first tiger ever to see this. He was photographing everything and scribbling notes in his diary when he spotted a commotion down below. He could just see the bones of a shipwreck. But what was that storm of bubbles? A whirlpool? A sea monster? Toby's heart beat fast as he inched towards it. To his surprise, he found a turtle! She was trapped in a fishing net and thrashing about in a panic. Toby knew turtles could spend hours underwater, but they have to come up for air sometimes. He'd have to act fast if he was going to save her. He revved his engine, sped towards her, and clutched the net with his grabber arms. Then he pulled. The net was really strong. The little submersible clanked and juddered. Toby was thinking he'd have to give up when he felt a rip. And the net tore apart. The turtle was free. It's not easy saying thank you underwater. But the turtle grinned and waved her flippers for a photo. Then she zoomed back up to the surface. Toby waved happily. Then he revved his engine again. After all, there was still so much ocean to explore. When Toby met the turtle, he saw the danger we cause to wildlife when we throw away rubbish like old fishing nets and plastic bags. Our oceans are an amazing, undiscovered wilderness. We've still only explored a tiny part of them and have no idea how many extraordinary new creatures might be living down there. The end. What a great deep sea adventure that was. I wonder, if you went on a deep sea dive adventure, what sea creatures and animals might you see? See if you can tell a grown-up about the animals you might see. You might see a turtle like Toby, or an octopus. You might even see a big blue whale. I'd love to hear all about your ideas. Thank you for coming to the Little Listener's Library. See you again soon. Bye.